Nation.com today.
Hey, everybody. How are you? Heading into yet another work week, or actually into the work week for most of you. Coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. Boy, do we have a lot to hit on. Including the explosions in the Middle East, as promised. A lot of people are unhappy. Tunisia first, Egypt, and Libya is like a war zone. The push is on to Tripoli. And Muammar Gaddafi, pardon me for laughing, as I think he is one of the biggest scumbag dictators you can ever imagine. You want to talk about a guy who is not even a subtle butcher. When I think of Muammar Gaddafi and I think of the people on that Pan Am flight so long ago above Lockerbie, this is almost just desserts. But what's the next move for Gaddafi? So the citizens are cautious. They're hoping they're going to push him out. In the meantime, it's state-run TV, baby. All Gaddafi all the time. And he's saying, I'm still here. And, of course, the militia combing the streets and, sadly, with the snipers and whatnot, picking people off. The death toll so far, how many people have unfortunately died for this? Anywhere between 300 and 500, and I think 500 is a more accurate call on this one. So this might be the deadliest yet, might be the deadliest. We're going to dive a little bit more into North Africa and the Mideast protests and what's happened and what really a crazy 8 weeks it's been throughout this whole week. But before we do that, in Wisconsin, there's some unsettled business, and it has to do with unions, and it has to do with collective bargaining rights. The teachers feel like they're getting ripped off and then some, and their friends are helping them to protest. Firemen, police officers, other people that are in various unions, not actually affected by what's being proposed by the governor, Scott Walker. So with the protests come ultimately the ultimatum or D-Day or whatever you want to call it, which is Tuesday. And if my clock is right, boy, we're almost there. What happens? Are there votes without Democrats? Ultimately, does Wisconsin decide to go ahead? And with this case, do they figure out a way to, because it's tense, do they figure out a way with this budget standoff to make it happen without the Democrats? To just rehash here for a second in case you just came in from outer space and you have no idea what I'm talking about. You tuned in, you're like, what? What is this show about? The budget bill that's been proposed in Wisconsin by the governor is because of a $137 million shortfall. They're broke. They got to come up with something to do. They have to, in other words, they got to swing the axe somewhere. So, in a nutshell, the contributions of the state workers to their pensions and health insurance benefits, that's what would increase. It would mean that collective bargaining units, it would require collective bargaining units to basically conduct annual votes to maintain certification. It would also eliminate the right of unions to have dues deducted from workers' paychecks. A lot of them don't like that. Walker says you have to do this because we got to head off a $3.6 billion budget shortfall by 2013. That would mean, listen, we're going to have layoffs, and we're talking massive layoffs. By our estimate, 6,000 people could be gone in the middle of this budget cycle. Here's Walker in his own words.
At $30 million, if we don't get it by starting our health care and pension contributions by April 1st, translates in this budget, which ends June 30th, to the equivalent of 1,500 state government employees being laid off. I don't want to see anybody laid off, but if the Senate Democrats don't come back and at least allow us to debate this bill and give us the ability to pass this bill, the alternative is just for that $30 million alone, we'd have the equivalent of 1,500 layoffs. I would contend one of the biggest reasons is because the previous governors and previous legislatures, particularly in this last two-year cycle, made one-time fixes to push the budget problems into the future. The time has come up. Our bills are due. It's time for us to move forward and tell the truth to the people of this state and people all across the country who are listening that we're going to do the right thing. We're going to balance the budget the right way. We're not going to push it off to the next generation of taxpayers.
Ooh, so this is referring to what's happening in the federal government and the struggles there. We're not going to push it off. We're not going to defer it to future generations. So last week, this is how the story goes, 14 Democratic state senators bolted. They boycotted the legislature. They went to a neighboring state. They said, screw it, we're going to Illinois. We're going to hide. We're going to prevent a quorum from passing the bill. And this is something that happened before in another state, Texas, and it was over redistricting. So the opponents say they won't allow a vote unless Walker negotiates on the plan to eliminate what he was just talking about, the collective bargaining rights for everything but wages. All 14 still out of the state, to my knowledge, as of right now. What happens? What ultimately happens on this standoff? Is there a vote to break the impasse? By the way, Republicans need one Democrat to cross party lines and rejoin the 33 other members to meet the quorum of 20 lawmakers they need in a vote on a state fiscal issue. Anything with money, baby, that's it. They got to have that number. Only 17 you need for the rest of the stuff. And that's in most places. I mean, in fact, it's off the top of my head, I think it's pretty much everywhere across the board if you think of a state legislative body. So the state's protesting teachers have shut down classes across the state for another weekday because a lot of the kids weren't going to have off on Monday for President's Day, but they got it off anyway. Will they return to the classroom on Tuesday? They're supposed to do that, but Republican lawmakers are also expected to reconvene on Tuesday, debating and probably voting on a number of things without the Democrats there on the floor. Now, what the protesters are saying is that he's trying to reverse everything in less than a week. He's beating up on workers. He's beating up on the middle class. So what do you think? Is this governor beating up on the middle class? Do you think that that rings true at all? Or do you think he's stuck? What are they going to do? What does he have happen? Do you just let it ride? Just let it ride on red. Hope something happens. Just let it ride. And then this way, if we have to lay people off, we warned you. So if 6,000 people ultimately lose their jobs, don't say we didn't tell you that this was what ultimately was going to happen. Coming up on the flip side, we'll talk more about that. Plus, 65 people dead after an earthquake slams New Zealand. More details. You can throw in your 2 cents on any or all of it. We've just scratched the surface here on ATN. 800-259-5791. See you in a few.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
To all my friends in Connecticut and New York listening to us on these airwaves. And, you know, I was thinking about this. I have in my hand, I know some of you can see it, a coffee cup that's got Lady Liberty on it, New York. It's like my favorite coffee cup. I don't know how many of you have that, like you have some cup. It could be some crazy cup you got from some festival where you had 10,000 drinks and you save it and it's you've been dragging around with you forever. And people look at it like, why are you drinking out of that? Well, my coffee cup is not gross. It's still pretty clean. But every time I look at the cup, it's funny. I think now, when I was a kid, because we lived in Queens, you could go all the way up to the crown. And we had tons of energy, I guess, because in my head, and I could be so wrong about this, I just remember running. I just remember running up those steps, and they were so tight. The French, they made a beautiful statue, delivered a beautiful statue. But inside the statue, the stairs were so tight as you made that climb. But it was so cool to look out the top of the crown. And then 9/11 happens, and Lady Liberty gets closed down, and then you do some renovating, and then it finally gets reopened, and then you have to wait for a gazillion hours to get a ticket to take a ferry over to get over to see the Statue of Liberty, and man, how times have changed. And some kid asked me the last time, cute kid, there's an Italian kid who spoke pretty good English, asked me to take his picture the last time I was over looking at the Statue of Liberty. And I can remember him asking me the color of the statue. Why was the statue green? Do you know why the statue is green, by the way? You know, you go through the streets of New York and you see people dressed up with the green face doing the mime thing or the cheesy big hats that people buy. Well, of course, we all know this, right? And there's some smart Europeans who listen to this show. There's some smart people from down under. I know all of them are like, you got to be kidding me. What is this, a trivia question? And in America, there's smart people, by the way. It's been oxidized forever and ever and ever. You think of what's happened to it. Because when it first came over, when the statue was first delivered, it of course was copper. So it was, you know, it was just completely copper and had that brown, smooth surface. In fact, I watched this, one of the few shows I watch, it's called Fringe. And on that show, they have two separate worlds, and in the one world, they'll show the Statue of Liberty, and it's the old Statue of Liberty. Just kind of a crazy non sequitur that I thought I would throw out at all of you. All right, this isn't a non sequitur. I said this before I stepped away. It's nasty what's happening in Wisconsin. I truly believe the higher numbers in this case. I think you have anywhere from 70,000 to 90,000 people that have descended on Madison day after day after day. Tuesday, will this be it? Will a Democrat cross over? Will there be enough votes? And is the middle class really getting screwed in this? Or is this a question of the governor having, hey, what's he going to do? Having not a lot of options here and saying, the only way we're fixing this budget, because this shortfall is $137 million through June, but it'll grow even higher by the time you get to 2013, $3.6 billion. What do you want me to do? If we don't go this route, we're talking about 6,000 people, boom, lose their job. 6,000 people. So everybody else has to pay more for their pensions and their health insurance benefits. And yes, you haven't had to do that, but we're so sorry. We're in a dire situation. Here's what I would say. Remember, teaching used to be one of those professions. Wow, become a teacher. You might not get rich, but it's a secure job. It's secure, and it's so noble. You're shaping the minds of the future. Now I would say, not so secure. Look around, not just in Wisconsin, but in probably 30 other states, there's going to be teachers that, because of these budget crisis situations, they're going to lose jobs. People who went through school, got teaching certificates, all that stuff, boom, got to look for a different direction, a different career, just like the government workers. In Washington, there's a budget crisis. Sound familiar? March 4th, that's less than 2 weeks. If something doesn't happen, and there's a standoff, the government could shut down. Last time in 95, 6 days. Will it be 6 days? Will it be more? Will it be less? Will there be a shutdown? And I don't want to sound like a broken record or going round and round and round, you know, or spinning round and round, singing the same old tune. But if you think it's not going to affect you, think about things like refund checks. My pal David in Texas, he recognized that situation. I got a lot of people telling me about their refund checks from the IRS. Oh, I'm getting back money. It's really your money, but okay. You're getting back money that was withheld. So it's going to be held for more ransom because, trust me, there will be a delay in getting that money. Yes. So hold on to your chips. And then if you're getting checks to survive, oh, yeah, you're going to have to wait on those puppies, too. All right, before we step aside, I also mentioned something about New Zealand. And I got a couple of emails about New Zealand. I mentioned this, that 65 people, but counting, confirmed dead after this earthquake. It's so sad. You know, Mother Nature rears her ugly head again. You know, what can I say? Unfortunately, this is typical when we're on this overnight highway of things that we're reporting. The fallout of all kinds of stuff, especially on the other side of the world. And in New Zealand, as is often happens with earthquakes, how much of a warning do you think you get with an earthquake? Anybody ever been in an earthquake? Anyone been close to an earthquake? The answer is pretty much zero. You get zero warning. The tsunami, if there's a chance of a tsunami, if you're by a body of water, a little bit more of a chance, but not much either. Especially boom, usually it's right on the heels. So 6.3, that's pretty tough. It just ripped through Christchurch, New Zealand. And all these people, unfortunately, were in the wake of the earthquake, because what happens, things topple. Buildings fell down on buses. Streets just opened up and buckled. The cathedrals, not just, several cathedrals were damaged, fell apart, the whole thing. I mean, it looks like a war zone on its own. And there were people at various spots of the city, including passengers on two buses, very sad, crushed by buildings that fell on them. The bus just happened to be there. And the Christchurch Cathedral, I didn't realize this till I read something from a New Zealand publication that they're reporting it's 147 years old. The spire toppled. Just boom, just fell over. A big giant landmark and a piece of history for those people. But serious stuff. Literally, people in the streets, and then the road swallows them up. Okay, when did this happen? It happened before 1 p.m. on Tuesday, which would be 7 o'clock Eastern in the United States. And then, of course, there was an aftershock, which was pretty potent, too, 5.6. And they say after that they had another aftershock. So a series of aftershocks have also slammed into that area. And what witnesses are saying is, one second you're there, you're there, you're talking to someone, whatever, and then poof, the next second the earth is swallowing people up right in front of you. As somebody who lived in California not too long after I had gotten out of college, I remember an earthquake there that was pretty scary. I wasn't in the epicenter. I was far enough away, but felt the whole tremor of it. And, people would talk about earthquake preparedness, but there really is no earthquake preparedness. Buildings that can maybe withstand it, there's some of those, but as far as you're in your car, you're walking, not really. It's really, really tough. Stay with us. We're going to take some calls next here on America Tonight. Stay with us.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y diet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play your music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my
hand. Welcome back to America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Yo, Dan, what's shaking in your neck of the woods?
Wasting away in Margaritaville. With your little dig at me, loving Clinton, if Clinton had a car wreck in front of a filling station, I would pour gas on him. Okay?
You're terrible. You knew I was teasing you.
You know, I consider that man absolute scum. Okay. Now, Obama is trying to set up a crash on a whole bunch of areas, and one of them is he wants to shut down the economy of the United States and Congress and so forth. And everything this guy does, he's an enemy of America, and he's trying to destroy us one little tiny itty-bit piece at a time. I have a suggestion. If our Congress shuts down because he wants to shut down, fine. From that point on, we send no money, no taxes. It does not happen.
I agree with you. If they decided they're going to shut down, then fine. Why are we paying anything? You're right.
Absolutely, babe. Absolutely. And now, listen, Princess, I want to ask you a question. Do you have any connections in New Zealand? Have you been there?
You know what? I have never been to New Zealand.
I want to go in the worst way.
I've heard
it.
Great things about New Zealand too.
I know many New Zealanders personally that I used to know in California. I could tell you some stories about them. They're really wonderful people, and they've been great people for years and years. But my heart goes out to them, and I hope that there's no more loss of life. I really do offer a prayer, and I would like everybody else to do the same for those people.
Yeah, no kidding. I agree with you.
We need to all stand together.
I agree with you.
That's
so sad. All right, you have a good one.
You too, Betty.
It's very, very sad what happened there, no doubt about it. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Well, it's the first time I heard about it. It's on your show, Kate. So New Zealand, the Kiwis got hit with an earthquake, huh?
Yeah, boy, and what did I say, 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, so how many people are they talking dead?
Well, they're saying they're being very conservative with the number right now. They're saying 65, but I think that they're going to find people under some of these buildings that they haven't dug out yet.
Yeah. So, I landed in Christchurch once on the way to Perth, Australia, but back when I was in the Air Force, this goofy bunch of guys kept seeing all these hot-looking chicks in bikinis from Perth, so we decided to jump on a couple of military planes and go down there for a little vacation. So, it was fun, but we landed in Christchurch to what they were dropping off there, but just pulling into, flying into it. It's just a beautiful, great country, It's a beautiful country they have there. So hopefully, they're well connected around the world. Everybody's friends with them. Nobody looks at New Zealand as being their enemy, I'm sure a lot of people will be helping them rebuild. So
yeah, I think so too. I mean, that's the good news. Everyone's going to try to help however they can.
Yeah. So, anyways, hey, did you hear about the big trade tonight in the NBA?
Was it Melo?
Yep, he's a New York Knicks.
Yeah. That seemed like that was inevitable that was going to happen. Sadly,
well,
I think so.
Unfortunately, these NBA players, of course, most people know, have egos that are matched by no one, and the superstars that are, in that league, the top players, which would include Carmelo, or you can multiply that 100 times, ego and the being spoiled, and he said that's where he's the only team he wanted to go to, so. Whether the Nuggets made a good deal with it or not, is least to be seen kind of deal. But there's a lot of 12-player deal, and we'll see how it goes. So the East is starting to load up talent over there. I'll tell you though, Kate. So
why? Because they were getting pretty thin there for a while. So I guess they got tired of being the stepchild.
Yeah. I saw a couple of films this weekend. I did a double feature. So I haven't been in about 3 or 4 weeks to movies, but I saw That Unknown with Liam Neeson. It was okay. Wasn't that great. Although, January Jones, this blonde actress that was in Batman, do you know who she is?
Yes, January Jones?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know who she is?
I know her from Mad Men. She's a young actress. She's in her late 20s.
Yeah. She makes me howl at the moon, and praise God, I'm an American, Kate. So.
Oh, she's a good-looking woman. There's no question about it. I think every guy turns his head when she walks into the room. She used to date someone from Saturday Night Live briefly. She was dating one of the Jason Sudeikis, I think his name was, one of the Saturday Night comedian guys.
Yeah. Anyway, gorgeous girl. It wasn't as good as Taken, his last big one, But it's great to see Liam's acting, and kind of moving on, It's such a tragic accident when he lost his wife in that skiing accident, Natasha Richardson.
That was strange. I remember you and I talking about that on the air, how awful. And I think she even had a helmet on. She was learning to ski, and she was with one of her sons when that happened.
Yeah, and, she hit the tree and got up and was a little bit woozy and then went on skiing more, and then just later that night passed out, and somehow her brain was bleeding internally, and unfortunately she eventually passed away. But it's good to see, that he's able to, I know that, it was quite a story how those two hooked up in the first place, and it's just great to see that, he's able to continue to act. Sometimes people would go into a show after losing someone that close to them,
Yeah,
and,
no kidding.
Anyway, Oscars are coming up on Saturday or Sunday, so...
I was just going to ask you that. We're going to talk about that on Thursday. Do you think the King's Speech wins for Picture of the Year? I mean, there's 10 pictures that are up for it?
Yeah, I'm getting tired of it. Last year was the first year they did it, and you know, and then now they got 10 more pictures, and all the other awards are, there's only 5 candidates, you know, and some of them are, there's just 3, you know, like the animated stuff, but, yeah, they need to get back to just 5 films. I mean, I used to enjoy making sure I could catch all 5 of them so I could give an educated, you know, or at least learn what I thought, you know, from my movie knowledge or whatever, what was going to win, you know, but now it's like 10 films, and I'm like, holy cow, I don't even know. You know, I probably couldn't even guess 5 of them that are being nominated right now. You know, but if I did see the King's Speech, and you know, and it's just a really, really heartwarming film, and you know, makes you realize that the people that have speech impediment and stammers and what they have to go through to be able to present themselves as being normal, you know, and the effort behind it, and of course, you know, this was. You know, but I guess the one thing I kept worrying about is, like, you know, how is the Queen going to react to this movie? Because, you know, this is about her dad, you know, and this is something personal in her family. And, of course, you know, the royals have always kept, you know, especially the English royals have always kept their personal life, or at least they try to keep it private. But evidently, word is that she loved the film. She just really liked it also. So that's good. So, but, yeah, I probably should win. Colin Firth will definitely win for actor. I watched, so I, don't ask me how I ended up getting this one on DVD, but I watched that Black Swan, the one with Natalie Portman.
Yeah.
And it's an interesting, it takes some paying attention, and it's an interesting movie, but, she put a lot into, you know, dancing and getting in shape and losing weight and look like an anorexic and or a ballerina. I guess they all, most of them are anorexics, maybe. I don't know. But, yeah, I guess if you like ballet and, you know, and the story of the Swan Lake or whatever, you probably really like it. But that one's up for Oscar also. But she'll probably win there. And I think Christian Bale and Melissa Leo will probably win the supporting nods for their roles in The Fighter. So those are my picks. So I guess yeah, it's too early.
Yeah, we got those picks. We're definitely going to handicap it as we get closer to the weekend, Don. That should be a lot of fun. Hey, thanks for the call. You drive safely, my friend.
Yep.
All right, so if you want to throw in your 2 cents on any or all of it, you know how we roll here. We zig and zag all over the place. I think that's the beauty of America tonight. Why not? We like different things off the menu. So 800-259-5791 on the chat. If you go to americatonight.net, Valama is chatting. I hope I'm saying that right. And saying that she is in New Zealand, saying it's raining, and they've had that big earthquake, of course, at Christchurch about 1 o'clock. And I mentioned this already, 65 people is the official total. They think it might be more. But she points out something, or she or he points out something that I didn't even think about. It's the second earthquake in 6 months. I forgot about that. So second one. And that area was just getting back on its feet after the one that obviously happened back in September. So how tough is this for those people? It's not good because this isn't an area with a ton of money. A lot of people have lost loved ones, and certainly our thoughts go out to them. And you know how sad and how beautiful this area. An area that's been pointed out by many as a must-see, or was certainly a must-see when you go to New Zealand. All right, coming up, finally, we're going to get to those emails. I promise that's coming up next.
Never buy home canning jar lids again.
No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
What we were talking about to the people of New Zealand. We're going to try to get some folks on from New Zealand in our next couple of shows. But one of the chatters, Valana, says that it's one of the coolest places, one of the coolest little capitals in the world, according to Lonely Planet. If you ever travel anywhere around the world, they're great books to pick up because they tell you the sights and stuff that you don't want to miss when you go somewhere. And I guess this is pointed out in Lonely Planet. It's also known as Middle Earth and home of course, Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit. I guess people forget that, but absolutely, when you look at Lord of the Rings, you see it. You absolutely see it. So we really feel for those people, certainly at Christchurch, just got to be a terrible, terrible thing to have that this quickly happen again. Certainly, and now you're talking about rebuilding and getting builders out there. That's the situation they're in. But right now, it's about recovery and bouncing back from this and finding people and accounting for people and digging out from under the rubble. All right, without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. All right, this note comes to us from Elizabeth, and I think her last name is Discerny. She says, hello, I am a student from Central Bucks High School East. I'm not here to bash you or anything. The kids that Monroe described in her blog make up maybe 5% of the school. I'm a kid who isn't a suck-up or a jerk. I sit there, take notes, study, and miss the occasional homework. I understand your interview with Tom. I'm still confused why he got into this mess. Of course, he has a right to an opinion, but he needs facts. Natalie Monroe was online during school. She admitted that. That's the teacher, for those of you who don't know, that said that the kids were lazy and a couple of other things while on Facebook and got suspended for it. She admitted, so this kid is saying that she admitted it, that she was online during school. That's against the Central Bucks code and grounds for termination. I have no idea if she'll come back or not. I really don't care because I'm graduating this year. It just hurts to see what she said about some of the kids. Absolutely, some deserve it. However, you have kids like that everywhere. Kids will be kids. It's out of our hands now. And let's be honest, the police will not be brought into it. A man I work with is a police officer. I told him about this, and he just laughed. Unless someone says, I will kill Tom or any other threat, no charges can be brought against. I would just like you to stay open-minded throughout this entire thing. We're not all like that. We have some great kids here. I love this school. Thank you. Thank you, Elizabeth, for that well-written note. Certainly, it's good to hear that, yes, there are good kids at the school. I'm very familiar with Central Bucks High School. I grew up in Cherry Hill, not too far away from, over the bridge, of course, from Central Bucks. In fact, my father lives up in that area. And, yes, there is a rule of thumb. For every bad apple, we know that there are others who are not, but I'm certainly glad that you wrote that note. And I can understand, and for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, we had Tom Gulley on. Natalie Monroe was the teacher that got suspended, made some big headlines. It opens up that whole discussion about Facebook and freedom of speech and all of that. And when Tom went onto her page and supported her, like, okay, great, then unfortunately, what came back is somebody wrote, oh, he's a pedophile. And, of course, that upset him because certainly he's not. Tom's an old friend of mine, and it was just somebody writing some stupid thing, which is what happens occasionally, as we know, with blogs and whatnot. But that's something he's right, that you just don't necessarily scrub away, particularly with some of the things that are happening now. So that's what Tom did. He confronted the situation and then basically got nowhere with it. And in fact was just rebuffed by the parents of the kid who said that. So you can understand why he felt the way he did. See, Facebook opens up a whole nother frontier of all kinds of things. And I said this, now there are people that are able to prove that their spouse is cheating on them or not with the kids that they're supposed to pick up when they're supposed to pick them up. And why? Because stupidly they post things that show them partying, woohoo, hanging out at happy hour or at a strip club or any numerous crazy things that you can possibly imagine, and just not thinking of the consequences or what are they doing? Why are they doing that when they're supposed to be with their, you know, child? And this is costing them in divorce. It's costing people jobs. It's costing a lot of different things. And it is a thin line. It is a thin line between what you say and what's posted and, you know, all that other stuff. And that's the thing here. And I can understand why he was so upset. All right, we have something else here. This one's from David Marshall. He says, Kate, boy, that New Zealand story is really sad. You have to feel for those people. How awful is that? What a blow. What a blow to what I hear are some pretty good-hearted people in a very small, let's face it, confined area. I hope that the world, as so many are struggling with finances, find it in their heart to do something to help them. And I think things will be done. I feel pretty confident about that. And we'll have some people on and see what we can find out and see if there's any way, you know, whatever little way, whatever we can do. We'll also watch as they pick up the pieces from this as to how many people are killed and the rebuilding effort, because now the rebuilding effort is going to be so key there, especially when you get hit with the double whammy, how tough that is, and in a very short amount of time, very short amount of time. This one comes to us from someone who identifies themselves as, I like blondes. Hey, America, tonight, I just got to say, I really, really miss Nail the Score. Are you going to do another Nail the Score anytime soon? I'm somebody who works at the plant. You know where I'm talking about. And we all would talk about the show, and we still listen to the show, but we really loved Nail the Score. It was just unique and different, and we liked calling in for that. Will you do another one? Well, of course, it was primarily during football season that we did Nail the Score, but we will do another one during the tournament, during the big dance. So when we get into March and that happens and the stage is set there, count on it. Count on some Nail the Score action. Absolutely. It's crazy. It's just a silly thing. It's for those of you who don't know, during football season, we pick a game of the week, or a computer would, and people would call in, say who they thought was going to win and what the final score was going to be. There's something about guessing. We like that whole idea. So the guessing games will start back up during March Madness. How's that? So don't despair, and I'm glad that you're still listening. This one's from Jackson Michelle. Hey, Kate, I've been listening to America Tonight now for probably about a year or so. It's interesting. I don't know why. I just caught this the last day or so. You were talking about Mother Nature, and boy, you're right. In listening, I've been thinking about how many times weather has made some devastating news, not just here, but in other places. Did you hear about what happened in New Zealand? All the best. Of course, we heard about what happened in New Zealand, and we've been talking about it and how, I mean, awful it is. With the earthquake, you don't get much warning. They're trying to work on that, and there have been various things that have been done to try to come up with better ways to predict this, but you really can't. And you're just caught off guard. It's just depending on where you are and, you know, what you can do. I just think in my mind, imagine if you had kids going to school and then you're somewhere in the town and the first thing you're thinking about is those children and can you get to them, but are you going to survive? And what's going to happen in that minute when the earth just literally tears you up right beneath you? Definitely prayers and thoughts to those people.